strain of COVID-19. That's the subject of our reality check today. Honolulu Civil Beat's Chad Blair on the line today. Good morning, Chad.
Hi, Catherine.
So you folks broke this story online about the brouhaha with the lieutenant governor.
Yes, we did. And it's, thank you. It's doing, boy, gangbusters. A lot of people very interested in this story. In a nutshell, Lieutenant Governor Josh Green, reports say that he has been essentially iced out of the David Ige administration regarding response to COVID-19 or the coronavirus. And we do have a statement from the governor saying, in fact, what they're doing is they are they're reevaluating, reconsidering how they conduct state government during this time, and that includes social distancing, and that means in some cases there'll only be 10 people per meeting or per press conference. And if Josh Green is not, his expertise is not fitting for that particular press conference, he won't be part of it. But the way others describe it in a nutshell is that the governor feels, well, if you will, overshadowed and even threatened by Josh Green, a medical doctor who has been speaking out quite forcefully, quite publicly, about the coronavirus and criticizing the state's response.
Yeah, and to be clear, he's not an infectious disease specialist.
Nope.
Or epidemiologist like Dr. Park.
Right.
Is, but he is an emergency room doctor.
Right, and he has some other background as well. And, you know, Sarah Park is an epidemiologist, and Bruce Anderson has vast experience as well in various fields applicable. He's the Department of Health director, and it is the DOH that's been taking the lead on this. But this all came up in the last couple of days, and while we did break the story, others were looking into it, and it was the talk among many. Basically, the directive we hear from the governor was for the cabinet and other staff not to consult Dr. Green, and to, in fact, defer to General Hara or the Department of Health.
Well, you know, it was funny because when I jumped online to read your story, I think there were maybe, I don't know, 50, 60 comments, but this morning it's like, you know, it's really kind of soared. And when I was looking at it, so it was a little bit of both. It was folks who were saying, oh, you know, we ought to replace David Ige with Josh Green and vice versa. Like, hey, this guy's grandstanding. He's running for governor and he's, you know, he needs to get in his place. So it's just interesting.
Yeah, those are fair observations. And by the way, they continue every second we seem to get a new comment. But I will say another thing that I heard from a lot of people and why this story seems to be resonating is people want information. They want guidance. And say what you will about Josh Green. Remember, it was just a couple of months ago he led that group to Samoa, right, for a measles vaccination.
Yes.
And no question, he's an ambitious man. He is, in fact, running for governor. David Ige is term limited. He can't run again. But I think mostly what I hear people crying for is they want transparency. They want to hear from their government. They want straight answers.
Yeah, it is interesting because now of the, I guess, the introduction of HAIMA, since FEMA is taking the lead on the national front. And, you know, Kenneth Hara is the incident commander, I guess, right? The guy in
Correct.
Control.
Yeah, he's the point man for the governor. But, you know, it's kind of awkward at that press conference Monday with the governor, with General Hara and others. Josh Green was conspicuously absent, and this is, of course, when the governor was updating us that we'd have this statewide sheltering in place, if you will, following Oahu, following Maui, Kauai, and so forth. And he was asked, the governor was asked, General Hara was asked, and then the answers they gave as to why Josh Green was not there was certainly very vague. We have heard flat out that Green has been asked to leave, to not attend at least one or two previous press conferences.
And the governor is under a lot of pressure. We saw the House and Senate leadership, you know, saying that he wasn't coming out forcefully enough, something we've heard
Correct.
Before. You know, so I don't know if it's more stressful for people because, you know, our leadership is kind of, you know, at their throats, I guess.
Yeah.
They're not getting along.
And I think we're seeing this tension all over the country, certainly in other places in the world. Are leaders doing enough? Are they acting fast enough? Remember, Green has been pointedly critical of the state not moving fast enough on the testing, not moving enough to deal with cruise ships disembarking, not moving enough to have a travel quarantine for airplanes. And in fact, these things have gone forward either from the federal or the state level, and that has certainly resonated with people. Is did we act fast enough?
Right. And, you know, I can see maybe one point of view where the governor's holding back to let the different counties handle, because, you know, everybody's got their different situation on each island. But yeah, certainly you want someone that's going to be out there for you, and you want everybody to be on the same page.
Yeah, and I think that's what everyone's shooting for.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine. Take care.
All right. That was Politics and Opinion Editor Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. To read his story on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.